Checker Story.
Hey, good afternoon. Is it? This isn't Leah, is it?
Leah? No, Leah's not here right now.
Oh, who's this? This is Adrian.
This is Sarah.
Oh, Sarah, sorry. I've only talked to you like twice, I think. Sorry.
You're fine.
How's everything going over there? Are you enjoying your first Christmas?
I am, yeah. It's
yeah.
Cool
oh,
well.
you've worked retail before, so you're used to this, right?
Yeah, to an extent.
Yeah.
Yeah, my last job was more trying to sell fitness membership, so it was completely different. But yeah.
Oh.
It wasn't as enjoyable because the people I was calling, they weren't super excited to hear from me. But
oh my gosh. Like, you did that in Zealand? You called people in Zealand?
No, that was in Holland. I worked for Orange Theory.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean,
and they were not cheap memberships, unfortunately. Yeah, that was the hardest part.
Oh, gosh. But your health is worth it.
Yeah, this is way better.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know. Yes, selling diamonds and things to people. Yeah, that is. I know it is. So.
Yeah, these are people that things actually want.
Right, yeah.
So.
Oh, my gosh. Very good. Excuse me, is Katie around or is she tied up?
She is. If you give her 1 second.
Katie, when you get the chance.
Sorry.
She's asking for you.
Oh, if she's busy, if she's soldering something, that's okay.
Thomas Whorehouse, lead whore speaking.
How are you? See, I called to make you,
good.
You make me laugh. See, there you go.
Hi.
Oh, how are you doing? Have you lost your freaking mind yet?
You know, it's about halfway gone. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. People being nasty yet?
No, not yet. We don't really get too much of that.
Oh, my God.
We get the cheapies who are like,
can I get a deal on this? What if I give you cash? Can I get it for $100,000 off?
Yeah. It's a $150 piece. If I give you cash, can you mark $100 off?
Yeah. If I give you cash, can you mark it down to $100 even? Bro.
It doesn't work that way. Do people realize it doesn't work that?
You know, they all try.
I know they do. God. Well,
I think we realize eventually.
Big
opal necklace to a typical, like, everyday, you know, customer.
Uh-huh.
And they tried to haggle on the price, and I'm like, yeah, the price is $1,850. They're like, wow, can you give us a better deal? Like, oh, my God, here we go. No, I cannot. Can you please just shut up and take the fucking thing if you want it?
Oh yeah, we get that too. So,
yeah.
Well, more so we get like the assholes that are like, don't pressure me to take the stone and we're like trying to explain it's Christmas, it's busy. Like if you wait like 2 days, even if you wait a day, I guarantee that stone won't be here anymore.
Right.
And they, like, don't get it. And then they're like, no, I'll just take my chances. And then when they call and it's not available, well, can you get it back? I need it for tomorrow. They're like, it's like, dude, I just fucking told you.
I told you. No.
Yeah.
Or,
like,
we've been through this. I said no.
Right. God.
And you said, I'll take my chances. Like, what do you want from me?
No, I know. Or, like, what was the other one? Oh, this guy wanted, can I get lab-grown studs a quarter, a half? Or no, he wanted a carrot, a half carrot, and something else. Lab-grown studs. The total came to, like, not even $1,000. He wanted them a memo. I'm like, this time of year, we're selling them, like, on invoice.
Yeah, like, exactly. Especially lab-grown, like, that small.
Right.
Fucking
yeah.
Buy it.
I know. He's like, well, I'll think about it. Okay, you think about it, like, Jesus.
You think about it, and then wait too damn long, and then get mad at me. It's cool, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I don't have it next week,
you
get pissed with me. Yep. Anyway, yeah, I know. It is what it is, and then shipping has been, like, fucking annoying. Like, I have packages still from Wednesday that are still stuck in Memphis.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Is that weather related or what?
Yeah, because evidently the plane couldn't take off from here because the crosswinds were so bad.
Oh, yeah. And then, did you guys get hit with any snow?
Yeah, but not terrible. I mean, there's like, I mean, it's like the fluffy light stuff, but it's not bad. It's only a couple of inches. It's not like we have feet, you know.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
Yeah, we got freaking slammed.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, we got sitting snow. It's not going to go away.
Plus it's so fucking cold, too.
Yeah.
Half of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a good foot plus when it came down, and then it sort of, like, slush rained.
Ugh.
And compacted, so now it's, you know, it's just under a foot of snow in the yard.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I bet you, what is the bull next to you? What's his name? Junior.
Who? What?
Junior.
Oh, yeah.
I bet
Junior.
He likes it. He probably loves
it. He gets
it.
Over it.
Oh,
he's
really?
Fine. He's fine.
And
happy. It's fine.
What about your dog?
Yeah, my dog loves to eat snow, so he goes outside and uses just like a shovel. It's actually kind of annoying. It looks like I might be needed at the counter here in a second, though.
All right, I'll talk. I'm here until 7, and then I'm here 10 to 5 tomorrow, okay?
Okie doke.
All right, bye.
Likewise.
Yeah, bye.